Unit 5. Let's talk.
Hey, Kevin. What are you doing here?
I'm looking for a birthday present for my mother.
Do you want some help? I'd love to buy presents.
Me too. Okay, thanks. Do you have any ideas?
I think you should get her some flowers. My mother loves flowers.
No, don't get flowers. You should get her something to wear. How about this scarf?
No, I don't think so. It's too expensive. What do you think of these earrings?
Those are perfect, Kevin.
Yeah, I think she'll like them.
She'll love them. How about this scarf?
That's a good idea.
No, I don't think so.
Ask and answer.
What should she buy for her grandfather?
I think she should buy him a keychain.
Number one.
What should she buy for her grandfather?
I think she should buy him a keychain.
Number two.
What should she buy for her grandmother?
I think she should buy her a calendar.
Number three.
What should she buy for her father?
I think she should buy him a tie.
Number four.
What should she buy for her mother?
I think she should buy her a bracelet.
Number five.
What should she buy for her friend?
I think she should buy her a box of chocolates.
Number six.
What should she buy for her older sister?
I think she should buy her sunglasses.
Let's learn.
Kevin and his family went out to eat for his mother's birthday. They went to an expensive restaurant. Kevin's sister Mindy started blowing bubbles in her milk. You shouldn't blow bubbles in your milk, Kevin said. Then Mindy started eating her spaghetti with her fingers. You should use your fork, said Kevin's mother. After dinner, everyone had cake and ice cream. Mindy made a mess. I think we should leave now, said Kevin's father. Then they hurried out of the restaurant.
Make sentences. How should you act in a restaurant?
You should use your napkin.
Number one.
You should use your napkin.
Number two.
You shouldn't play with your food.
Number three.
You shouldn't blow bubbles in your drink.
Number four.
You shouldn't run around.
Number five.
You shouldn't talk with your mouth full.
Number six.
You should sit up straight.
Yes or no? Number one.
Should she wear a coat?
Yes, she should.
Number two.
Should he take an umbrella?
Yes, he should.
Number three.
Should he wear boots?
No, he shouldn't.
New words.
Got in trouble. Can't. Couldn't. Stay after school. Over again. Upset. Miss. Get organized. Special. Anymore.
Let's read the Newburgh News. Ask Allie.
Dear Allie, yesterday I got in trouble again. I was late for school because I couldn't find my homework or my book bag. I had to stay after school and do my homework over again. I was upset because I missed baseball practice. I don't want to miss practice again. What should I do? Yours truly, Sam.
Dear Sam, the answer to your problem is easy. You should get organized. You should find a special place to keep your books and book bag. Always put them there after school and after you finish your homework. In the morning, your things will be easy to find. You won't be late, and you won't miss baseball practice anymore. Yours truly, Allie.
Answer the questions. Number one.
Why was Sam late for school yesterday?
Number 2.
What did Sam have to do after school?
Number 3.
Does Allie think there is an easy answer to Sam's problem?
Number 4.
What should Sam do about his problem?
True or false? Number 1.
Sam went to baseball practice yesterday.
Number 2.
Sam never gets in trouble at school.
Number 3.
Sam is not organized.
Number 4.
Allie thinks Sam should put his books in a different place every day.
Choose the topic. What is Allie's letter about? A.
Being late for school.
B.
Missing baseball practice.
C.
Getting organized.
Vocabulary. What does upset mean? A.
Not late.
B.
Not happy.
C.
Not tired.
Sounds and sentences.
Heard, third, bird, word, old, field, holding, gold, shield. Herbie heard the third bird say a word. The old man in the field is holding a gold shield.
Let's chant. Should I take my umbrella?
Should I take my umbrella? Do you think it's going to rain? Should I take my umbrella today?
I think you should. You should take your umbrella.
I think it's going to rain today.
Take your umbrella. I think it's going to rain. I think it's going to rain today.
Should I wear my boots? Do you think it's going to snow? Should I wear my boots today?
I think you should. You should wear your boots. I think it's going to snow today.
Wear your boots. I think it's going to snow. I think it's going to snow today.
Let's listen. Listen and write the letter. What should Maria buy for her family? Number 1.
Her mother likes to cook. What should she buy for her mother?
Number 2.
Her father collects watches. What should she buy for her father?
Number 3.
Her brother likes sports. What should she buy for her brother?
Number 4.
Her little sister likes toys. What should she buy for her little sister?
Number 5.
Her older sister likes clothes. What should she buy for her older sister?
Listen and number the picture. Number 1.
You shouldn't blow bubbles in your milk.
Number 2.
You should use your napkin.
Number 3.
You shouldn't play with your food.
Number 4.
You shouldn't talk with your mouth full.
Listen and check. Number 1.
Should she take her umbrella?
Number 2.
Should they wear their boots?
Number 3.
Should she wear her jacket?
Number 4.
Should he wear his sandals?